Oh, we having fun at church today, brothers and sisters. Amen. Oh, it's so good to get together with you guys every week. It is a blessing and an excitement. And if you're a visitor here today, yes, we are a crazy bunch of believers. But we ain't going to change. No. We are going to be crazy. We're going to have fun and we're going to lift up Jesus every Sunday you're here. So we hope you're enjoying it. We hope that you come back and keep visiting with us. This is our fifth Sunday in a month. We have a few of these a year. And on the fifth Sunday, David gets a week off from, a week off from preparing a sermon, and I get the pleasure of doing it. I didn't let him take a week off. I kept him busy on other things this week. So, yeah, look, he's going to be glad to have Barbie back. So, yes, and he'll be picking her up today. So we are excited for you, Pastor. And I just have a feeling you'll have more energy next week now when you preach. You have her back and you won't have to feed the dogs anymore. So we are excited that you're here today. And we are continuing our sermon series on the Ten Commandments. Love carved in stone. Love carved in stone. The first four we looked at, we've already looked at the first four of the Ten Commandments. Have no other gods. We looked at make no idols. We talked about don't take the Lord's name in vain and what that truly looked like. And then Pastor last week gave us all a good, remind us all to take a nap and remember the Sabbath and take a day of rest. That was our fourth Sunday. So we're up to the fifth one in this list. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land your God is giving you. By the way, did you see that Freudian slip? I put mother first. That tells you who took care of me at home. So, just kidding, Dad. There it is. Kids, it's right there in black and white. Give honor to your parents. Show them respect and obey them. Here endeth the lesson. It's a mic drop moment, and now we can just go right to the invitation. Right, parents? Amen, right? To be honest, I wish it was that simple, but there is a lot more to this commandment than that. A lot more than I ever knew as I really, really dug into this commandment for this sermon, more than I'd ever had before. I've struggled with what to say today. I've started and stopped writing this sermon three different times before I got to this final draft. And I finally realized I just can't say everything in one sermon. So what in this one little verse do I focus on? We could look at whom God was addressing in this commandment. I think most of us look at this commandment and we think this one's for the kids. I saw some of you as reading it propping your kids up. So you thought, you know, this one's for the kids. Kids, listen to this. And it's true that no matter what age you are, God wants us to honor and respect our parents. However, if you look at the whole context here and who he's talking to, God was addressing adult children with this commandment. We could also talk about how there's no limit on the amount of honor that is due, that a parent is due, or which parents should receive honor. We could definitely discuss that if we want to be parents who are honored, we need to do honorable things, such as we need to love our children like our Heavenly Father loves them. We need to discipline them with a godly discipline, much like the mother in this story. Listen to this. A mother was having a hard time with one of her boys. Any moms been there? Mom, stop shaking your head back there. Come on. But this boy was being disrespectful and had a filthy mouth. She asked her minister what she should do about him. And he said, go to your youth minister. And then the youth minister told her, the next time he disrespects you and uses filthy language, smack him. So the next morning, the two little boys came down the steps, and the mother asked the older of the two boys, which was the one she was having trouble with, what he wanted for breakfast. He said, I want the blankety-blank cornflakes. She said, what did you say? Now, can you see Mom's face here and the eyes and the fire starting to come out? He said, I want the blankety-blank cornflakes. The mother took the box, hit the little boy upside the head, and knocked him clean out of his seat. She turned to the other son and said, what would you like for breakfast? And he said, I don't know, but it sure ain't cornflakes. So if we want to be honored as parents, we do need to discipline our children. And if we want to be honored as parents, we must tell our kids no and not just cater to their every whim. Now, we could also, on this verse, delve into how this commandment is a transition commandment. The first four, if you remember the first four, they all directly deal with our relationship with God, how to worship Him, how to grow in our relationship, how we should show Him honor. But then we come to number five, and this is the first one that deals with our relationship with other people. We could spend some time discussing why God chose to make this commandment the first one that deals with this relationship with others, why this one deserves to be the first of those final six. We could talk about how the family is the most important relationship and is the basis of how we handle all other types of relationships. And therefore, if we don't get this one commandment right and follow it in our lives, it will affect all other relationships we have in our lifetime. We could also spend a sermon looking at the simple fact of all the commandments, this is the one with a promise, which is specifically tied to a responsibility, which is honor mom and dad. That just begins to scratch the surface of what is contained in these 23 words. 23 words, the Michael Jordan verse, I'm going to call it. So much of this, and then I couldn't figure out, what do I talk about with all that stuff? So after prayer, multiple disagreements with God, Pastor David and I discussing it in the office, I finally had a breakthrough moment thanks to my beautiful wife. We were talking, and she could see my frustration building. And she said something, now she said it tongue-in-cheek, but it really worked, that ended up being so profound, I believe God was using her to get through my stubbornness and my frustration. Polly said, "What can be so hard about five words?" Yeah, right to the point. Now, she, of course, was talking about the first five words of this verse. Honor your father and mother. After she said that statement, it became clear for today's message, we are going to focus on what it means to honor our parents and what that honor looks like. We're going to focus on the honor. First, I want to tell you what honor does not mean here. It doesn't mean we're required to believe that our parents are always right. I know, I see some of your parents covering your kids' ears. But we don't. Kids, your parents are not always required to be right. Sometimes, kids, and it's the only time I'm going to say this today, parents are flat out wrong. While it can be difficult for us parents to admit that we are wrong, if our children and we can admit our fallibility and place our trust in God rather than ourselves, our relationships will be that much stronger. Now, honor doesn't require us to think that our parents are perfect either, which is a good thing since I don't imagine most of you have perfect parents. Now, of course, I do. So, but the rest of you probably don't have perfect parents. See, I want Dad to buy lunch today. Additionally, honor doesn't require that parents actually be perfect. Total perfection is not in the job description. We have to realize that we are going to make mistakes, that there are going to be mistakes, that there are going to be hurt feelings, even arguments. We need to understand that when this happens, we all need to work through the difficult times in ways that please God, not ourselves, and not our own selfish desires. It is also not required that we be just like our parents. We're not required to be just like our parents. Simply because I love sports in the NFL or basketball or college football or baseball or many other sports, that doesn't mean Tiana has to have the same interests of me. Just because Polly loves seafood, it does not require Noah to love seafood. It would be nice if Tiana loved sports, or if Noah liked the same foods as his mother. But our children have their own likes, their own gifts, their own talents and hobbies. It is unfair to Tiana, Noah, and all children to place this sort of burden upon them. Our children are not carbon copies of us. They have their own minds and wills. Our job is to guide them according to the principle of God's word and let them make the best decisions they can. Now, unfortunately, even though as children we are commanded to honor our parents will also not always act honorably. In some instances, children will have been embarrassed by their actions, even their lifestyles of their parents. In worst cases, some parents have abused emotionally and physically their children. We are not required by this commandment to condone or participate in ungodly actions simply because our parents do. We are not required to think everything our parents do is acceptable and even honorable. But before we go deep into this incredible commandment to honor our parents, please allow me to say a few words to those of you who have not had the joy of being raised with godly parents. This kind of pain is severe because the relationship between parents and children is meant to be loving, positive, and nurturing. However, there are many here who hurt deeply because of various types of abuse in their, by their parents. So how does a Christian carry out this commandment? And what would God want us to say about this? May I just humbly suggest that you follow the following six things, which I got from an article that I read by Dr. Don Wilton. Just consider these six. One, pray for those parents. Pray for your parents. Two, keep on trying to help them, even though it may be difficult at times. Number three, model Jesus for them. That's what they need to see. Number four, exercise restraint in front of them. Number five, weep for them before the Lord, pouring your heart out to Him on their behalf. And number six, forgive them, and the Lord can help you do this. There's something else I want to read from a Baptist preacher that he said that I think is important to say here. And everybody, regardless of if you've had the joy of being raised by godly parents or you haven't, it's important to remember this. He said, "This commandment never says that you have to bow down to an abusive parent. You do not have to stand for what they do to you, yet you are called to honor them. Honoring your parents doesn't mean you have to like them or want to spend every holiday with them. It means that you do not shame them or take cheap shots at them by degrading or humiliating them. You know all their weaknesses, but it is dishonoring to use your knowledge of their failings as ammunition against them. You do not have to condone their actions. Maybe you learn from them what is right and what is wrong. It is not easy to let go of the pain you have endured, but harboring resentment in your heart and soul only pulls you further down. And that is not a place God wants you to be." So now I want to move on to what honor is. What does honor look like in this passage? Well, good old Webster's Dictionary says honor means to respect greatly, regard highly, treat with, deference and courtesy. Sorry. The Hebrew word translated here, honor, here means to make heavy or weighty. The word picture that you can think about is that it's weighing down someone with esteem and respect. The opposite of honor in this case would be to take someone lightly by withholding your honor and respect. It means we are to give great weight or importance to our parents. We are to hold them in high esteem and treat them as people who have profound value. It means that we acknowledge their position of honor in our life, listen carefully to their instructions, and are faithful to guard their reputations. We are to give them weight/priority in our lives. Honoring our parents means we will give them proper attention and respect they deserve because of the fact that they are our parents. Honoring our parents means giving them preference over and above others. This is in complete contradiction to what the world tells us, though. The world tells us we should be careful to give anyone preference because we don't want to make another person feel bad or be offended. But the fact of the matter is, we should give some people preference, in particular, our parents. Romans 12:10 says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." We are called to honor our parents by giving them preference above other people that are a part of our lives, including ourselves. We honor a person solely because of the position that they occupy. The position of authority someone has at times demands we honor that person holding that position, regardless of whether we agree with all their decisions, ideals, or actions. This is true in the family structure as well. We must honor our parents because they are our parents. And guess what? This is the kicker. They've been granted that position by God. This is what honor is. That's what it looks like in reference to our parents. But what does this look like for us as children? What does this look like for us as children? Well, as babies and toddlers and young kids, you know, we're selfish. We want everything to go our own way. As a young child, our motto is, "I want what I want when I want it." Yeah. Then as teens, we think our parents are what? Crazy. They're out of touch. Maybe even ignorant and behind the times. And then from there, we move to young adults, where we are consumed with our own commitments and our own lives, responsibilities, maybe our own families. Finally, as we become middle-aged adults, we start to view our aged parents sometimes as burdens that infringe on our time and the freedom we've earned. But guess what? This commandment tells us a very different story. It tells us that we have to be different from the world. We need to look at our parents differently and at all times honor them. And folks, if we want our homes to be God-fearing homes, if we want our homes to be a place where God, our Heavenly Father, is honored, then mom and dad must be honored as well. Now, first, I want to talk to the children still in the home. For the next few moments, I want to talk to the younger children, and especially the teenagers. So if you're not presently living under your parents' roof, you may have my permission to relax for a couple of minutes. Oh, but not too long, because we're going to talk to you in just a minute. Young people, or anyone for that matter, that is still living under your parents' direct authority in the home, your biggest responsibility is to demonstrate an inward attitude of respect towards your parents. You have to have an inward attitude of respect towards your parents. The Bible repeatedly tells us that the mind and the heart are the inward source of our outward actions. So please understand that God is asking you to respect the fact that your parents brought you into the world and have sacrificed many things to keep you here. When you do not respect your parents, you discredit and hurt God. God says it's a shame and a disgrace to be disrespectful. Look at Proverbs 19:26. Children who mistreat their father or chase away their mother are an embarrassment and a public disgrace. We need to make sure that we demonstrate the inward attitude of respect outwardly for your parents. Almighty God has already placed them over you. Now, kids and teenagers, I want to give you a secret to a happy childhood. This is it. It's one word, and you better get it. Obey. Obey. Ephesians 6:1 says, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do." Kids, we have to obey our parents in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord. It is a simple and straightforward word, obey. And kids, I know this may be a shock to you, but there are some children who don't always obey their parents. I know it's shocking. I know that. Especially our kids here. They always obey. We have the best ones, but there are some out there that do. I heard of a mother once who was asked by her three children what she would like for her birthday. She answered, three well-behaved children. One of the children, the smart one, I think his name was Jeff, thought about her words for a moment and said, great, then there'll be six of us. To honor your parents is to obey on the first command, to obey immediately. When your mother asks you to go do homework, how long does it take you to respond? When dad says, get off the phone or get off the video game and set the table, do you do it right away? Or do they have to nag, raise their voice, and threaten your very life before you respond? If you want to honor your parents the next time they say, please go mow the grass, or it's time for bed, just do it immediately. Additionally, remember, to honor your parents means to obey pleasantly, without complaining or grumbling. Philippians 2:14 says, and this is from the Bible, so this isn't from your parents. They didn't pay me to say this to you today, kids. But the Bible tells us to do everything without complaining and arguing. Isn't that a great verse, parents? Yes, yes, wow, woo! Young people, to do everything without complaining or arguing means that when dad says you're to be home by midnight, or 10, or 11, or whenever, you don't begin to moan and say, nobody else has to be home early. Or if mom says, I don't want you to wear that skirt because it's too short, you don't stomp to your room and sit there and pout. Now, I'm not saying you can't have legitimate questions, kids, because that's fine. But after you respectfully ask them and you get the explanation, don't go off on mom or dad. Don't blow up. Don't go crazy yourself. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Now, many of you think you know more, and some of you think you are smarter than your parents. This they did pay me to say, but I believe it. Get over yourself. You are not. You honor them. You honor them by your obedience and respect. You honor them by your obedience and respect for what they tell you. The only time we are justified in not obeying is if our parents tell us to do something that God has specifically forbidden. That is the only time we are justified. Now all of you school-agers and teenagers and young children can relax. We're going to move on to the children who have left the nest. The young adults, the older adults. So how can all of you young whippersnappers honor your parents. Number one, you can appreciate them for what they have done. Just appreciate them for what they have done. Thank them for the sacrifice and love they showed to you. Number two, make sure that they are cared for when they can no longer do it themselves. This is a time both children and parents hope never happens, of course, but many times it does. Some of you are maybe in the midst of this now where they just can't take care of themselves. Just remember, they took care of you when it wasn't convenient. They loved you when it was hard to love you. And this may take a sacrifice on your behalf. Number three, we can honor our parents by not resenting them for what they were not and what they did not do for you. Now, this is not easy, but it must be done. Learn from the bad times and vow not to incorporate them into your own parenting. Most of us can find fault with something in our childhood, but let's let go of the bitterness. Don't let the past ruin your life, and don't let it ruin the relationship with your mother, father. Number four, stay connected with your parents. Thanks to technology, it's easier than ever to stay in touch with your parents. You know, we laugh and we say, you know, these kids have instant contact with each other and they're texting each other at all hours and all the craziness that is. And I've always made jokes that I could never have a girlfriend in high school now because this constant contact where you have to respond quickly is not how I'm built. But parents start to get it. Tiana has taught my father how to text, so she gets texts periodically from dad. My mom and I communicate more than texting than I ever thought we would. So parents, if you need to get a computer or a tablet or a smartphone so that your grandkids can show you how to use it and so you can talk to the kids easily, then do it. And children, call, email, write, visit, send pictures, send videos of your kids. Honor your parents by letting them be a grandparent. Honor your parents by letting them be part of your life. You and your kids will be better for it. And number five, honor your God-given responsibility by just doing it because God said it. Just do it. God said it. Honor your parents. Honor your father and your mother. You will be glad you did. You know, God, He carved this commandment in stone, not as a punishment, not as a way of keeping us in line with mom and dad, but because He loves us. He knew that the family structure, the parent-child relationship, was the basis of all other relationships in our society. He knew that this was the first chance the kids had to understand and learn. This was the first chance kids would get to know what honor, respect, obeying, getting along with others. This was where it was going to take place, in the home. Parents deserve honor, and kids, remember, this commandment is all about honor. That means respect and obedience while we're in the home, loving care once we're outside it. One day, they will no longer be with us, and we will not have any more chances to honor them. Of course, this side of heaven. So why not communicate your love today? That's also what we should be doing for God, who gave us this very command. To communicate to our Heavenly Father that we love Him. He's the only perfect parent. We can honor Him best by today by giving Him ourselves, willingly, without complaining, and yes, immediately, right now. In just a second, we're going to pray, and the worship team is going to come forward. And anybody that doesn't know God as their Savior, hasn't accepted your Heavenly Father as your Heavenly Father, then I ask you to come today. Come forward as we sing the next song. Don't wait. He's waiting with open arms, the perfect parent. Let's start by honoring Him, and then let's go forth and honor our father and mother. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to You right now to say thank You. Thank You for the love that You carved in stone. Thank You for giving us our parents. And we know that some of them have not always shown us love the way we'd like it or haven't shown us love well or have unfortunately done things that hurt hurt us and that you hurt for us for. But we know there's a reason you gave us this commandment. We know that there's a reason that honor should be the first and foremost contact with our parents. We ask that you help our hearts to grasp on to honor and in whatever way we need to show it. And that we honor our parents however you see best and however you see fit. And that we let our parents know that you are Lord of our lives, that you are our heavenly Father, and we honor you by honoring them. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for your love. And it is in His name we pray. Amen.